Brenda, thanks for coming into the studio.
No problem.
You want a break?
Sure, it's a second home to me, you know?
It is, isn't it? You know, you come into these blue walls, you're like, ah.
Yeah.
I should put the kettle on.
Yeah.
You're here, obviously, thanks for bringing everybody back in as well, because I know it's summertime and everyone's on a wee break. But you're actually here to talk about Culture Night as well, which is coming up in September. I'm very excited about Culture Night, and you guys are actually launching the second anthology, if I'm
not mistaken. We're really excited about Culture Night because it's our second time to do an event. So we've decided that we're doing a public reading on Culture Night in the beautiful St. Patrick's Church in Newbridge at the back of McDonald's. So
lovely.
We're already planning, we're hoping for a good night because we're all planning all sorts of lovely decorative things with candles and
Ooh.
Stuff like that. So it should be a lovely atmosphere, and it's the Kildare Writers' Circle and the writing scene. Kildare Writers' Circle are the adult kind of Newbridge's resident adult creative writing group. We've been together about 2.5 years now, and then we have the writing scene, which are our young writers, and they're together just over a year now. So the two groups are coming together to read on Culture Night, but also to produce our second anthology, Away With Words, too.
Great. And the writing scene, are they going to be part of the anthology as well?
Yeah, we're hoping that, we're trying to encourage them. I mean, obviously it's a big deal for them to do it, and we're only together a year with them, and I think you have to be that little bit more careful about watching the little nerves and stuff like that with the writing scene. But we're hoping we'll have 4 or 5 of them on the it's really exciting. Like, we've just adored being part of the writing scene, the young writers. I mean, the talent in the room is brilliant, but it's kind of a bit sickening as well. They're so good, you know?
I'll never forget when you brought them in here, because honestly, I was astounded. First of all, I didn't have that much self-confidence. Well, they came across quite self-confident. And then when they started to read their pieces, I thought, okay, I feel quite jealous now. I don't ever remember being that articulate ever in my life. And listening to them, fabulous group of people. And they're all lovely as well.
And they're all aged like between 14 and 16, 17. So, and we're planning, we've a busy kind of autumn ahead as well. Like, we're planning a reading for Christmas, but we're also planning a trip to Paris with the writing sceners. We're thinking of taking a leap and doing taking them away to Paris next summer. So it'll be around this time next year, doing a literary, down the Left Bank, taking them to a few of the places where Joyce was. And it's ambitious, but
it's inspiration for them, though, going to Paris.
Like, and they're all really excited about it. They're so enthusiastic about everything, and the quality of the writing, if it was possible for it to get better, it's getting better all the time.
Golly. Okay. I love it because, you're kind of, the whole lot of them are like these little seeds, and they're really starting to blossom, and you guys are you've blossomed already. That sounds a bit odd, but you know what I mean. You guys are quite the mentors, really, to have around. Now, 2.5 years, I cannot believe it's 2.5 years that you've been together now. You're quite a family in yourselves. It must be exciting to go ahead and make a second anthology. Like, the first one was fabulous. I was talking to Helen about it as well. I know she did the artwork, if I'm not mistaken.
She's done the artwork for the new one as well. And it's kind of a lovely, the last one was kind of a tree scene. Yep. So you could imagine yourself sort of sitting down against a tree, putting in the earphones. This one is more of a sunset sort of beachy scene and that. So it's we're at the stage now where we're just bringing the pieces together.
Okay.
We have some new voices because the group is, we've had a few people retired from the group for different reasons, like work and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So we've a few new voices.
Definitely.
And we're delighted that we have two more men who've joined the group.
Great.
So I'm thrilled because I think it's lovely to get the perspective from the women in the group and the men.
The male
and they
side.
We learn things from them about the way they look at things as writers. And I think they sort of gain sneaky insights from us women as well.
Go away to the other guys and go, we're getting insights into what women actually want.
Exactly. But it's great. I mean, it's an hour. Yeah. It's kind of 2 hours on a Saturday once a month for the adult group in the morning. And then we do the writing seniors in the afternoon. And it's just a whole day of just, escapism is the wrong word. It's a whole day of just wonderful creativity that we have. And I mean, I think it's helped all of us, like, with our, it's great to have someone to bounce your writing off.
Yeah, it must feel like that. You know, you go into a room with people who have this passion for something just as equally as you do, and you may think of one thing, but you're kind of stuck. You know the way they say you get this block. I do understand it in a different sort of way, but you do get a block sometimes. And I suppose if you have someone there who goes, well, why don't you try it from this angle? You go, oh, That's all I needed to hear.
Sometimes it's changing a word or a phrase. Okay. Sometimes it's changing it from I to she, or changing from the first person to the third person. But it's like if you're an athlete, you know, and we've all seen the Olympics, and you have to exercise and train. If you're a writer, you have to be exercising and training all the time. And sometimes it's only with deadlines or when you know I'm in that. I mean, and there, a lot of us admit to writing our sort of homework pieces at 11 o'clock the night before.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's sometimes you need deadlines and you need to set yourself kind of a timeline and deadlines. So, but we're looking forward. We really want loads of people to come. Okay. Last year we had our Culture Night reading in Kildare. So we're coming home to Newbridge this year.
Brilliant.
And as I said, it's Friday the 21st of September. I hope that's the right date. It's on, I think it is.
I think it is.
We'll Friday the 21st of September, 7:30. It's free in. All the events on Culture Day and Night are free. And I think they're running some of them over the Friday and Saturday.
They are. Yeah, it's more than just a day.
It's
I know
not Culture Night. It's kind of Culture Weekend this year. Yeah. So it's going to be a lovely way. We've started at 7:30 so people have a chance to get in from work, maybe get the kids settled, get the babysitters in. There'll be a few little refreshments and nibbles afterwards. They're going to hear original writing from people who, you know, in their own town, who put their heart and soul into what they do. And we're hoping that we're going to have a little celebrity MC on the night.
Ooh, so, fantastic. But it's a great venue. It's a great venue to be reading your pieces. And like anything made of stone and anything that's a church as well. You know, I know that sounds a bit odd, but there's nothing like being in a church, because there is a certain atmosphere, and there's also an acoustic quality that you don't get anywhere else, because a hush on an audience when you're reading or something in a church.
And I think the lighting. So hopefully we'll have an Indian summer and it'll be a lovely September evening for us. So if people want to find out more about us and what we do, we're on Facebook as Kildare Writer Circle and Writing Scene. That's WRITEENSCENE. Or they can contact us on and the culture, Twitter as well.
Yeah, and the Culture Night brochure or the Culture Days brochure is going to be available, I know, as well.
Our event is certainly in it. Yeah. So I mean, if people are at this stage, I know it's a month away, but it's more to say to people, save the date, because once September starts, it gets very, very busy, and people are, you know, back to school and back into routine. So this might be just the nice way to end out the month of September for people. So
well, keep up the writing. I know you guys will, but definitely do. And I look forward to having you all in the studio again.
And thanks for your support as always.
Oh, pleasure.